We're on the radio again. Morning. How are we all doing? Good. Packer week.
Norvis, as you look at the Packers defense, I know they haven't had a sack in 3 weeks, but looking at that game last week, the pressure was still something to be concerned about.
They're really an outstanding defense. I see them very much as we saw them a year ago as they played over the last few years. They're very talented in all areas. They very multiple in their scheme. They present a lot of problems in preparation. And then once you identify who and where and how you have to go about blocking them and protecting the quarterback against them, then you got to do it physically because they're very talented.
Tougher than usual normal teams to identify?
I'd say they're very multiple. It's just, every week presents a different challenge, and that's one that they present.
This is a little over halfway in the season now. What have you thought of Fusco's development as he moved to the left side?
I thought he had his best game. Coach gave him a game ball. He in the center and right guard. This is a week-to-week league. He's playing more comfortably at left guard. Sometimes it's a matchup. Sometimes it's his scheme, but he played well last week.
He said to himself that it's been a little bit of an up-and-down season for him week to week. What do you think he still needs to improve on the most?
I'm sorry?
What's he still need to improve on the most, Fusco?
I think all players are looking for consistency, and if you can go play good a play and then put two or three together in a row and then put 10 together and then go through an entire game and not have a major negative play, I think that's what you're trying to do at all positions.
The game balls, obviously you guys ran for 260-some yards. Was it just them exerting their will on the defense, those three guys inside?
Every game comes up different, and sometimes it comes down to opportunities. Sometimes it comes down to the way the game goes. We had opportunities to run the ball, particularly in the fourth quarter. We made key plays in the passing game to give us opportunities to keep the ball and run the ball. So it's everything, I think, how it fits together.
Throughout the course of the game, how much communication do you have with Zimmer? Do you guys talk before every play call on offense, or does he give you a lot of free rein there?
You should ask him about that. We have a good system in terms of how we do things, whether it be through the week or before the game, Saturdays and Sundays, and then throughout the game. If he wants to share that information with you, I'd ask him.
Or the offensive line as a whole, happy with the progress?
Yeah, we're making progress. We all know we're playing with a very young guy at right tackle, and he's had his ups and downs. We do a lot to help him or protect for him. Some teams don't allow you to do that. When he's played well, he's played real well. But I think we're making progress in the offensive line.
What are some of the strengths that you see in him? That obviously he's a young guy, probably wouldn't have been starting without an injury. But what's there that you like that you can see him develop into?
He's very competitive, and you see a big upside. He's a good athlete. He's improved dramatically in his run blocking, and that's a big part of what we're doing right now.
Would you say you're using three tight end sets more often this year than you have in past seasons?
We've always had the package, and when we've had three good tight ends, it's been something that we've been willing to do. Some of it, as I said last week, there are certain teams that handle it better than others. So you get a team that struggles to handle it, then we're going to use more of it.
Is it rare to have three tight ends like this team does that can all kind of block and, all be involved in that?
I've been involved a number of times. I wouldn't say it's rare, but it's a bonus to have three guys like that.
Do you think it was a matter of time before Chase got picked up? Seemed like for a fourth tight end, he was a pretty good player. He's nice.
Yeah,
to have
he was a productive player last year for us when he got an opportunity to play. So, I think teams are looking for guys like him.
Was the fact that Zimmer's a defensive guy a draw for you to come here as an offensive-minded guy?
I call him Coach Zimmer. I don't call him Zimmer. I call him Zim, I guess, sometimes. The question is, I mean, it's fine to get into all this stuff. We've talked about it many times. This was a good opportunity, and I like the style with which Coach Zimmer does things.
How does Adrian remind you at 30 compared to LT when he was 30?
I've said it. I mean, when you start comparing the best of the best, and both those guys are, it's just a matter of style. I mean, they're both great competitors, great vision. The more they touch the ball, the better they get. Adrian's so strong and so physical, and he's fresh right now. Obviously, he did not play. He played one game last year, so that's a hard comparison for me.
Thanks, Orv. Okay.